All right. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Avaben, I know you're trolling me. It's not going to work. All right. Hello. Thanks, everyone, for coming. We've got a few things on the fireside. Let's get the recruitment drives out of the way first. First thing first, we got two recruitment drives. We've got the Corps Diplomatique recruitment drive. Rallis, you want to link that thread? And it is, the application window closes the 11th. I guess Rallis is probably not here. Let me link it for you. There we go. Thank you. And we also have one with GSOL. GSOL is doing a recruitment drive. SOPLEB, you want to do your links, drop your links as well. So if you want to work in important space politics or you want to work keeping the alliance running, of those are recruiting now. Recruiting drives only open for a small amount of time. So if that's something you're interested in, please join. Do be aware that we ask for a higher level of verification and trust than we do for the average line member to join these SIGs. So if that is a problem, there's no issue with you not applying, but just be aware that if you do apply, you know, you're going to have to volunteer some more information than you would just to join the alliance. All right, I want to talk about crab beacons. We are getting huge response on them. Crab calls are amazing, seeing more and more people doing them. And people are making a lot of money. The beehive is humming. The response has been really fun. People have been enjoying it. So we actually have some stuff we want to get done as far as that. First off, yeah, you're right. The beehive should be buzzing. Great call. Man, I really missed that one. First off, this one should be pretty obvious, but I have to say it sometimes anyway. Please don't crab beacon in period basis. I don't know why I have to say it, but I do. Yes, you make slightly more per tick, but then you have to pay for your ship that you die in. And you'll never make enough in the marginal difference in ticks to pay for that ship. Just don't crab beacon in period basis. It's that simple. You know, I've been trying to get people to train dreads, and obviously we've had a lot of response to that, but I've been reminded that each new dread alt you make is three more crab beacons you can run. So, like, if you're using crab goals, a dread alt can run or can start three keks per day. So, make sure you are getting your dread alts because your dread alts can run crab beacons or can start them. I know some of you call them CEQs, I'm calling them keks because that is more fun. If you are crab beaconing, please join the Beehive SIG. Someone can link the Beehive SIG. Look at that. There's Zintage on the ball. That's basically what you joined when you are running these things. They are here to defend you. A lot of people are joining. We're dropping blobs. We're dropping faxes. And we are dropping long-range dreads. I have been telling you guys to get long-range dreads. And this is another great time to use them. We use long-range dreads on these drops. So especially your Phoenixes, we really want you getting those. Your Zernichas, you can also use those. Phoenixes and Zernichas are really great and they will be dropped along with these. So, go ahead. If I'm 6 months from Rorks, did you just type your question over two things? If I'm in Beehive, what if you're like 6 months from a Rork? You can do other rat and other things. I'm just saying crab calls are quite good. You don't have to do it in one. If you want to do a T2 Dread, yes, train Siege Tech 2, which you should be training already, and Dread 5. We don't know how good these Dreads are going to be yet. Like, I have a feeling they'll be more niche than normal, I think. You know, if you want to train for them because it's the hot new thing, please do that. But don't think that we're going to be running T2 Dreads as the base Dread. That's highly unlikely. But it's still good to just train this. Yeah, as Kuno says, Dread 5 is just good anyway. So just get your Dread 5 trained, get your T2C trained. Revs are fine Blue Plexus, but we are telling people, please go to Phoenixes or go to Zernichas if you can. Which T2 Dread is the best? Anything but the MR one, because of the way the damage works. No, the MR one's the Bane is going to be the worst. Obviously, the Hubris by Galante is going to be number one. Everyone loves the Hubris. The Kaldari one's going to use rails. It's going to be quite good. Looks like that'll be a nice one as well. But yeah. So unfortunately, while the T1 Revelation and the Navy Rev are fine dread hulls, the T2 Bane is going to be not that great. And I don't even remember what the Mimitar one is called. They gave it some weird name, didn't they? Usually those get like the you know, Scandinavian type names. That was pretty good, Devil Crafter. the Valran. I don't know. But yeah, if you want to teach you Dread, the Revelation one, the Bane, is going to be the worst by far. And we probably will just not use those at all. But like I said, you're probably not going to be using Dreads anyway, like that often on T2 Dreads.
It will just be the bane of our existence.
Well done. Apple, that's like, I haven't heard you tell a joke or a pun in about 4 months. Nice. He just comes in over the top.
No, you have to wait for 4 months to hover here again.
Yeah. You know, saving them up. I gotcha. On a similar note, if you are a minor, and by that I mean someone who hits rocks, not a young person, please, we need Nullsec ores. One thing Nullsec ores are used to build are crab beacons, it turns out, and we have a lot of people running them, so we want to build them locally, and we don't want to be importing Nullsec ores. So if you're a miner, please go out and mine some ores and put them up in 1DQ so we can build crab beacons. The Nullsec ores were not that strong as far as ISK value, but much more recently, they have become extremely valuable. I'm linking a news article. There you go. This is a really cool project. I've just learned about this. As some of you know, we have the monument in 1DQ. If you undock and look at the very top of the grid, there's a Fortizar. You can right-click show info, and it has the names of all of our members who have passed away. And this is a new project that is going to build memorial pages on the Goon Wiki. So yeah, if it's Goon rushed, it'll show up eventually. This is a project for people who have lost a friend in the game. You can put some information up there. There's a thread that's being linked. There you go. And I love this project. I think it's great. This is really heartening, and I was super excited to hear about this. So please support this if you can. If you have someone that you knew in the game that you want to memorialize, please post. Just great stuff all around. All right. The next one, news item, is a big news item. It'll probably be surprising to you guys, but overall, it's not going to be actually that big of a change. But Initiative has decided to leave the Imperium Compact. And what that means is that they're staying blue. They are staying allied with us. They're staying allied against PanFam. They aren't leaving Fountain. From a line member perspective, essentially nothing is changing. The only thing is that you can't rat in Fountain anymore. Jump bridges, ACLs, all that stuff. I guess you'll lose access to Fountain Market. Initiative will lose access to this. So from the line member perspective, very little will change. But this is something that, talking to Shines, they've been planning since early 2020, is what he relayed to me. And basically, he felt that Imperium wasn't in a good place to do it before, such as during World War B and afterwards. And he feels like now we're in a strong enough place that he can do this without affecting it. So sort of a bittersweet, way to say that we're doing well. But we've had a lot of, we've had a lot of talk about it. There's no bad blood, but this is something that he feels he needs to do. And, he wants to look at a new challenge, I think is one way to say it. So it is not a meme. No, this is, I know it's been such a meme for such a long time. So they will stay allied with us. We will be blue to them. They'll be blue to us. We can use their jump bridges. They can use ours. Should PanFam attack us or attack them, we would be on the same side. It's very little actually change from that perspective. But expect a Reddit thread blowing it absolutely out of proportion. That's going to be happening. So you will have ACLs. You can't mine ice and rotten anymore, it's the guy asking. But you will be able to dock. They'll be able to dock here. Just we won't have market access. All right. That's pretty much it. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them, and just go ahead and ask and I will get to them now. One thing, I'm ready to build as many type of dreadnoughts as we have doctrines. At this point, I'm pretty much ready. Hey, glad to hear you're building dreadnoughts. That's good. No more PI in their space? No, I don't think so. I don't think we've discussed that specifically, but I think that they can't do it in ours. We can't do it in theirs. I presume that's what will happen. Sean, let's not blame anyone. Are we getting our dreads back up from the north? No, we're leaving them there. We're not worried about, we're not going to get cut off. They're Like it, if you want to move down today, it'll be the exact same way as you would yesterday or the day or tomorrow. It's all the same. Don't worry about that. For the memorial, do they have to be a goon? No. If they're any friend that you want to have a memorial, that is fine. When will the fountain change? Downtime tomorrow. Will Init still have access to Imperium Citizen Squads? No. What will be different with Init interactions? From your perspective, nothing at all. Diplomatically, we spend a lot of time, having initiative, working with initiative, and we definitely, try to keep them happy. And now it's going to be on a different kind of level. Can we make the Memorial Wiki page public and link the fort in 1D and link it in the fort in 1DQ? We could make it public. Yeah, I don't have any problem with that. The problem with the fort in 1DQ is there's very limited space. I'm worried we're going to run out of it, which is an unfortunate thing. Actually, I mean to message our CSM about that and ask them if they can request more space than that. I know, like, I don't think CCP anticipated this use. So maybe we can get, we only have 1,000 characters, including spaces. So, and I think we're at 600 or 700 now, last I heard. So, you can't put the link in there. It just takes up too much space. Can it still crap and Dell? They cannot. Will the Fountain Intel channel change? No, I think we control that, and Initiative is still welcome to use it, and you guys are still welcome to use it. Sugar, they're blue, so you can shoot them. That's not a thing that will happen. We can dock in Fountain, right? Yeah, they can. Yes, they can dock here. We can dock there. You just can't use their markets. They can't use ours. Will Imperium be allowed to do missions in Fountain? And allowed to do missions in Delve. That's something that Shines and I haven't discussed. We'll let our diplos work that out. I don't have a particular thing about that. Missions is not something I'm really super concerned about, but we'll figure it out. And it's still our homies. Yeah, correct. This is not a acrimonious thing. Shines and I are still on good terms. Like I said, it's something he feels they've wanted to do for a while, and they didn't feel it was like a safe place to do it. And so now that they feel like, Imperium's in a strong position, they feel like it's a good time. So like, I don't want to hear any of us, like if any of our guys are out there talking shit about initiative, cut that out. And if it becomes a real problem, like I'm happy to boot people. Like that's not something I want to hear. And it's not something you'll be hearing from us or from leadership because that's not how we feel. Can we have a modification of the cargo bay for the Ferox to add a 10 MNAB? Yeah, I don't see a problem with that. I'll try to remember that for later. So that makes you jump in rank in Imperium FCs. Yeah, maybe. It sounds like nothing has changed, so I'm confused by the announcement. Well, right. I can see why. Not much has changed. A little bit has changed. So it's good to make the announcement. It's good to tell it to you guys because it's one of those things where people are going to have run wild with rumors if you don't. So that's why we're talking about it and explaining what's going on. But it's also from your perspective, essentially, unless you were ratting in Fountain, there will be no changes at all. You wouldn't even see it if we didn't tell you properly. But that's the only difference. Or and same thing for initiative pilots, unless they're ratting in when so in Delve, which I know there's a pretty good number that are. Other than them, they won't experience any change. Will we get a new Imperium logo? Will we get it before FanFest? Okay, so we have been working on a new Imperium logo. Will we get it before FanFest? I don't want to commit to a date. I've definitely seen some proposals. We've had some like good like ideas, but nothing that's just jumped off the page yet. So here's the problem: is like whatever logo we take, people are not going to like it at first. That's just how it works with branding. But I do want to get one that really captures the imagination of some people. I think the Imperial logo right now is probably a little out of date. But that, yeah, I understand. Sure. Why do they want to break away from the Imperium, Victor? I get the feeling from talking to Cheyenne that he felt like Initiative relied too much on the Imperium. For instance, they don't build their own supers and titans at all. A lot of their marketing was done by us. A lot of the intel that Initiative gets came through us. And so he wanted to work on building that for themselves. And he kind of feels like it's one of those things where if you have it available, you'll use it as a crutch. So he wanted to make it a formal situation where they had to have it, do it themselves. So that's his choice. That's his decision. But like I said, from a perspective of, allies, friendship, all that stuff, none of that's changing. Should the Great War of 2023 break out tomorrow, we would be working together. So that's for like I said, from your perspective, very little would change. Imperium is all about SIGs. Does Alliance matter? Alliance does not matter for SIGs, if you're in the Imperium. No, Suguzi. If there's any questions I can answer, that I've missed, go ahead and say them again. Because I was answering questions. All right, let's see. There will be a forum thread about this. I hadn't really thought about it. I don't see why we, yeah, we could post the forum thread. INN rebrand. So INN had an issue before where there was a concern that some of the money was going to people unaffiliated with us, and that is no longer a concern. We're happy to support INN now, and we just didn't want it to be in a situation where we were supporting it and giving money to people who are not part of the Imperium. Stormbringers, when? Cazador, that's a great question. I will be happy to use them pretty soon. We just need the right moment to come up. They have fixed the bug, so we can't use them. I think I talked about this a couple of firesides ago. Any concern about specific isotope supplies? We've already talked about that with the market guys and no, our procurement guys, I mean, and we're not concerned about that. Is B2 going to stay blue for the foreseeable future? Any update on the status of the war? That's a great question. So they will stay blue for the foreseeable future. They're still fighting Frat pretty much daily. We haven't been getting involved because Horde has been mostly staying out of it. B2's been doing a good job being against Frat. We went up there because Horde was, sticking their nose in it. We're not trying to win B2's war for them. And we want to give them a chance to grow in his alliance. That means they have to do things on their own, right? So it's sort of a theme we're talking about today. When B2 is being pushed super hard, we can go up there, but right now they're not. So we want to leave our stuff up there. We want to have it available, but we aren't using it, the last couple of weeks because they've been fighting Horde and they've been doing really well. B2 will stay blue how long? I don't have a date. There's not a particular date. If there is some sort of peace agreement or something like that, we can reset them then. That would be a reasonable time to do that. And it can't be in our SIGs? No, SIGs are Imperium, so yeah, that'll be a change. What's happening in the South, East, and East? Is anything interesting happening with small alliances? That's another good question, Sven. So we're seeing alliances fight out there. Unfortunately, what we're seeing though is like several alliances are being bankrolled or backed by PanFam, and that's obviously a concern. I'm not surprised to hear that. We are being absolutely hands off. Like, that was the intent of the agreement, and we try to, like we said, we stick to our agreements. And I'm not surprised to see this behavior in particular, but there's not a ton I can do about it. So if it becomes too odious, then we'll look at it. But right now, there are a lot of alliances fighting for space in there. And you're seeing some good, interesting fights at the 50-man level, 30-man level, which is cool to see. This kind of situation is not meta stable in Eve. Eventually, the zone will settle down. That's what always happens. That's just life. That's just how politics work. It's just how humanity works. But so if you're interested in watching what happens in these smaller kind of fights, enjoy it now because it won't last for too long. Something will happen and the region will become more conglomerated. And once that happens, the smaller groups will get driven out or join the conglomeration. Skynet, I don't have the answer to that right now. Who don't we want there or like? We're not, I know, like I said, we're not supporting anyone or we're not against anyone. Those groups that are fighting over there, we're interested to see what happens. This is in the Southeast I'm speaking of. We're interested to see what happens. We're interested to watch sort of the experiment. We've had the Aquarius Fight Club for about 4 years. So we've done our own thing where we've given space to new alliances who want to get in the game. And some of those alliances that started in QFC have become real alliances on their own, and are also real corporations like that's have stuck stood the test of time. That was, it's very interesting for us to watch. We're not taking sides. We're not rooting for anyone. We don't have any friends or enemies over there. We just have an interest in watching right now. Victor, I've already answered that question. We're going to let our diplos figure that out. We don't have like a hard answer to that right now as far as running missions. All right. Any more questions? Go ahead and throw them in there. I'll try to answer them for you. What color are your eyes? DM me and I'll tell you. I'm sure you could stare deeply in them. Am I watching any of the Miami regional games? So right now, EMP. Both the Panthers and the Heat are in the finals of their respective sports, hockey and NBA. So it's a pretty good time to be a Miami area fan. I probably will not watch too many of the baseball regional finals, but I have been watching the results. I don't think this happens almost ever where two different major sports are in the finals at the same time in one region. On INN, on camera, when? Probably never. I am every day I feel more and more confident that trying to keep my identity relatively mystery is probably a good idea. There's a lot of horror stories that you hear after a while. 4S turns 20 on the 10th. Happy birthday. Wow. You can almost buy alcohol in the US gamble. That's a long time. That's impressive. Feet pics on the Fireside when? I have size 13 feet. I don't know if that's attractive or not. Sorry. What was your question, Arthur? I didn't see it. Oh, long, majestic hair that flows in the wind? Maybe sometimes. Jay sent those nudes to me in privacy. I can't reveal them. That's his choice. Asher, with the new core production goal feature, will we be have a goal for a Palatine Hubris keep star? I don't know what their core production goal feature is, so I can't answer that. Oh yeah, let me talk about briefly about Evermarks right now. So Evermarks are like the currency they made up to put the little your corp or alliance logo on your ship. They're also what's going to be used to temporarily rent skins for keep stars and other alliance structures. Since almost every big alliance uses a holding corp, that means that no characters are in there. So when you get Evermarks on your character, your corp gets a copy of corp Evermarks. So like say you get 2,000 Evermarks, the corp gets 2,000 corp Evermarks. Well, the looks like the keep stars are going to be like millions of Evermarks to put a skin on. And since no one in DJ like rats, DJs, which is the holding corp, no one rats or gets Evermarks or whatever, because they're strictly like business characters. We have like no Evermarks. So unless CCP comes up with a system, it's going to be a real pain in the butt. One thing we could do is we could put in like 50 just alts with no roles and just have them get Evermarks every day. It's easy to do, it's just a pain. Like it takes 2 minutes. And we could build up Evermarks, but it's kind of that's a lot of work for a 1D keep star skin. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. We discussed it. Love to have a cool like black and yellow Keepstar skin for 1DQ Imperial Palace, but right now they're not making it easy. They are not permanent. Any new ships to train for doctrine wise? Yeah, I've been talking about where we have a doctrine thing we've been working on, but it's just a big project. So, and then other stuff has been coming up that's been sort of delaying it. So I don't think there's any big trains. Lashaks and Stormbringers were obviously new trains. Nothing else we do should be hugely different. Yeah, Altaroy, like the Alton DJs. Yeah, see, that's the thing, Sugar. Alton DJs are gonna be bad. That's the concern. I don't know all the security risks, but like, because I'm not super good at corp governance, but some I trust you. Did you mention CCB is selling Plex for 15% off? I did not. I did not know that they were doing that. They do Plex sales pretty frequently. So, if you're paying full price to for your account, you're probably wasting money. You should probably wait till a good Plex sale and then buy then. Palantine keeps our win. Edible douche, we are about halfway towards a Palantine Keepstar. But we keep having Dynex API, API, and we're saving it up, but we have not. We're only halfway there, and that's after we've been saving for like what 6 years for it. So 52% done, right, Beyond? There you go. So please get more PI, but it takes like a galaxy's worth. So it's a long process. So yeah, get more 3.14s. Go out there and do 3.14s for sure. Can we do pings for faction warfare? We have a Sig Ryak. I don't know if we have any leadership. V was doing that, but he kind of stopped. So we might need to get a new person. But there is a Sig for faction warfare, so you could ping to that group. Looks like Ghost is going to handle it. Kazanir, sorry, I don't think I was supposed to leak that thing about the 52%. My bad. I'm giving Kazanir heart attacks over here. This is why you don't tell me information you don't want to go public. Sonner is taking over. All right, thanks, Sniper. So the faction warfare. Talk to Sonner. University is doing something as well. There you go. Is Kirkland Bar Products going to be a sponsor? Dude, Costco has very few sponsorships, but I remember someone emailed them on my behalf a couple of years ago and they were interested. So maybe we can make it happen. All right. Any other questions going on there? Have you seen my baseball, Bear Gelad? I have not seen your baseball. If you have a name, especially like Edible Douche, that you want me to say and the fireside and laugh at, you can also ask a question. Can we get Lee and Lee as a PC sponsor? Yeah, no, probably not. Chat Eve PT when? I don't know if a chat GPT for Eve would be good or bad. Let's see. Favorite Roman province in 118 AD? What would that be? Like what? Cisalpine Gaul? Probably Cisalpine Gaul. How is the weather today? It's stormy where I am. And we hang out, Ghoster? Probably not. Any of the new prototypes for the new logo? We have like some private ones, Rogue Hellhound. We're not going to release them. If we have something that we want to do like a voting on, we'll release it. But I think we're just going to adopt a new one. Sorry. If you want to, though, Carneros can accept and let you join. If you are a person who has a interest in, art, being creative, doing that kind of thing, if Carneros is here, you can link the Sig or the group. Oh, okay, he's not here. We aren't doing the Spaceballs theme that got put aside, and we're on to other things. We'll eventually do a new theme of the quarter when the time is right. You can, okay, Froggy Storm can talk to you about miniature. So there you go. All right. I want to thank you guys for coming. Looks like we got most of the questions, and it's now mostly just cat ears on Fat P going on. So thank you all for coming. If you have any questions, throw them in Elysium. We'll answer them. We'll be here. I appreciate you guys showing up, and I'll talk to you next time.